He had a great sense of fun, my dad. One of his favorite books was Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. When I was seven, he buried a treasure chest across Long Island Sound from where we lived, and he and a friend made a very elaborate map, you know, that looked as though it had been drawn not by Somali pirates, but by pirates of perhaps an older tradition. You know, it looked as though it was on parchment, and there were drops of red that you know must have been a pirate blood. And he borrowed some of my mother's jewelry and put some silver dollars in it, and so we sailed across. And the next morning, dug up the treasure, which was, you can imagine how exciting that was to a seven-year-old. The thing was that I had such a good time that I insisted that there must be another treasure there somewhere. So he very good-naturedly got another chest. And this time, I think without alerting my mom to the fact, put some of her Queen Anne silver in it. And he and a friend sailed across and buried this second chest. And we were all set to sail over the next weekend when a hurricane struck. It may have been called Hurricane Donna, as memory serves. But Hurricane Donna rearranged the entire topography of this island so that when we went back finally after the all clear, we never found it. And so my mother, as you can imagine, was thrilled that her Queen Anne silver had become a permanent subterranean feature of Eaton's Neck, Long Island. And we've always wondered if it's still out there.